further, let us understand little bit investors about the investor's profile. Now, investor profile, investor has to create the profile. So, how he can create the profile? Invest in the equity and a bond if you are seeking a long-term growth potential. Okay, some current income and convenience of the balanced portfolio of the stocks and the bonds in a single investment. You may not want to invest in the equity and bond fund if you have a short-term investment horizon. And what's the greater growth potential of an investment entirely in the equity securities or an unwilling to accept the share price fluctuation? That may be the situation of any one of the investors. So, the equity refers to, so the equity and bond investment for considering the portfolio, creating the portfolio, has to be thoughtfully invested into. Now let us, after understanding the portfolio of the investor's portfolio, let us understand little bit more about the equity investment. So equity refers to the ownership, and stock represents the ownership in a company. So the stocks are the equity in the investment portfolio. Okay, so this equity portion of the portfolio should provide a long-term growth of the value plus the possibility of income from the stock dividend. One advantage, okay? The stock of the listed on the exchange declines in the value many times. So during that positive stock market periods, the returns to the investors can be very attractive, with the overall market increasing by 20 or 30% or more per year. That is one part for investment in the equity. If you consider it as a fixed income, then what you should do? The fixed income portion of an investment portfolio is usually filled by the bond investment. Okay? So these investments are paying the fixed rate of value of the bonds, and that can rise or fall with the change in the interest rate, but fluctuation will be, in most of the market conditions, be less volatile than the stock market. That is why if you want the fixed income, you invest in the bonds. So investment in the bonds includes the government bond, foreign bonds, municipal bond, corporate bonds. Now, having understood all these, creating portfolio, investment, equity, bonds, and so many things, now let us come to the decision making, that is investment choice. Choices, who chooses what? An investor can use the several different types of investment avenues to make the equity proportion or equity portfolio. Besides the individual stock, he or she could use the stock of mutual fund or stock exchange traded on the funds or ETFs, that is exchange traded funds. All of these investment would be categorized as equity. Investing in the bond can also be accompanied using the mutual funds or ETF. Whether a fund is equity or income depends upon the type of security a fund held, and some funds, okay, often referred to as a lifestyle or target the retirement funds are the balanced portfolio of the both stocks and the funds in single mutual funds. Now let us understand something about the asset allocation. The securities and the exchanges commission states that the assets allocation or the percentage between the different types of investments should be based on the personal situation. Important factors are the investment period of time frame and risk tolerance. Risk tolerance is a very important, and comfort with the different investment available. Okay, the different assets types, equity and bonds, will move up and down in the value and the different cycles. Okay, a portfolio balance between the two types of investment classes plus a portion in a cash will have a more stable value and the growth over the time than the investing in all money in just one asset type. Better to avoid in one investment in one asset type. You have to segregate your investment, and accordingly your assets, you may create the assets. Now, equity and bond financing. Investment part we have seen. Now, equity and bond financing. What is the difference between investing and financing? The difference is investing means one is investing into the bond or equity and creating the assets, whereas the financing means to finance the assets when the company issues these instruments like equity and bond. It is called as a financing. So the borrower will finance his requirement by issuing the instrument like equity or bond. So in short, the company's equity is the value of its asset less liabilities. What is the value of the company? Value of the company is assets minus liabilities. In the stock market, an investor who purchases the shares of the company is entitled a portion of its equity when a firm sells the portion of the equity, either as an initial public offer, that is IPO, or maybe in secondary market. It is saying that we are going to use your money to finance our venture. In return, we are giving you the ownership of the company and potential to the shares of our profit. In addition to that, we are also giving the dividends or higher valuation on your stock. What an investor get is the piece of ownership in a company and possibly a higher stock price plus dividend. These are the three benefits if invested into equity. But remember, there is no guarantee that company will succeed. And no matter what company an investor decides to invest in, there are several reasons why shareholders can lose some or all of their money. Okay? As an example, let us say you own and shares of the company called ABC. Okay? If ABC loses the money and reports net losses, the price of its shares can go down. An investor sell the company's stock, and these potentials for the price movement is referred to the market risk. However, it is not uncommon for the some money losing companies to have an incredibly high stock prices also. In certain cases, investors sells the companies that are losing the money now may have some value that will be realized or unlocked in the future. Getting back to the ABC, that is the company, investment company, investee company. What is the company that goes completed out of the business? It closes the business. You could easily lose all the money that you have invested. As shareholders of this ABC company or stock, if the company goes bankrupt, you are not considered a creditor of the company and therefore not entitled to any of the ABC's remaining assets. That is in case of investment in equity and if situation arises like this. Now the similar situation arises and when an investor has invested into the bond financing or debt financing. Debt financing is effectively put the company into the debt to the investor. Company is purchasing this type of capital will usually issue the bonds. As we all know, the bond is like IOU and pays a specific interest rate to the holder. Until the bond is sold or it is called by the issuer, in purchasing a bond, the investor is promised of should a payment over the lifetime of the bond. That means if anything happens, his investment is secured. When the bond matures, the investor receives back his or her the original investment. When a company issues a bond, it is saying to the investor that we are going to use your money to finance our venture and in turn we promise to pay you the fixed interest rate on your use of your money. This is what the company is saying and that is the understanding while issuing the bonds of the company. We also promise to give your money back once the bond matures. Okay, so what the risk of owning a bond? Well, for one thing, interest rate rise. If you purchase a corporate bond with a coupon rate, that is interest rate of 7.5%, and soon thereafter the interest rate is risen, you are stuck to with the bond yielding lower interest rate. That means you will be, anything happen in the market and interest rate, your bond rate, coupon rate is fixed to 7.5% only. The cost should not be a company's always choose the equity since they do not have to guarantee you payback. If you invest in equity, company will not guarantee that if you invest this much amount in this many number of shares, you will get this many, this is the amount that you will get. There is no assurance or there is no guarantee or there is no assured return. Actually, equity investment or equity investors know that they have no guaranteed return and they typically demand a higher rate than the debt market. Of course, demand is a strong word and since they have no way of being sure of receiving the more money down the road. But companies that fail in reward their shareholders will have a very hard time attracting more shareholders and an even harder time for raising the additional amount of the capital in the future. What does this mean to an investor? From the investor's standpoint, the key difference between the stock and the bond is the potential for the price appreciation. While the stocks inherently riskier investment, they offer the potentially better investment performance than the bond, and which are generally considered more conservative investment. So, why would anyone want to invest in the equity market? Should not you stay away if the values of the investment can go down? Both stocks and the bonds carry the risk, each with its own flavor. Market risk associated with individual stock can make a return volatile. But inflation and the interest rate risk, these are the factors that can erode that sure things into return associated with the bonds, making even the guaranteed return, which is unappealing. Advantage of the bonds common stock financing. What is the advantage? Okay. When the business wants the finance, new project, it has two basic options. It can finance the project through the issuance of the debt, but create a liability in the form of interest payment, or it can finance the project through an issuance of the equity or shares. This is done by issuing new shares of the stock. The proper balance of the debt and the equity is unique to each individual company, although some theories claim that the optimal capital structure is 100% debt. Now, if this is the situation, then what is the company control? Company has to control the investment and the financing, is it not? So, the owners of the company are often hesitant to give up or dilute their controlling stake in that company. Easily no one would leave that kind of control. Okay. So essentially, that is what occurs when a common stock financing is used. Having multiple shareholders means it will be harder for the primary owners to dictate the direction of the company as well as the governing board. In the event that the decision which needs to be taken or made regarding the project, or even a fairly routine decision needs to be made regarding the project, or even a fairly a routine decision needs to be made, and new investors would want to input into the situation. As far as company control is concerned, their position would carry the weight of their percentage ownership in the company bonds. On the other hand, do not give the purchaser a stake in the company. The only obligation that a corporation or the company has to purchase if the bond is to make timely coupon payment, and it's to repay the principal at the bond maturity. Coming down to understand the entire process, the tax shield. The theory which claims that the optimal capital structure for any company is a 100% debt relies completely on the fact that the debt provided in a tax shield. So interest paid on the loans and the bonds can be deducted from the earning before the taxes are given out. The means of this deduction of the amount of money which is saved through the debt financing, it's nothing but it is equal to the interest payment on the debt multiplied by the corporate tax rate. Consequently, this tax shield will also reduce the real cost of the loan to the company by the tax rate. Common stockholders are paid through the dividends, and dividends are paid from earning after the taxes are paid. Due to this, the common stock financing does not provide any sort of tax shields. Considering this taxation and tax shields, young company has to make a financial planning. Company has to make financial planning. When debt is issued, an agreement is signed, the company can incorporate the effect of the new debt into their locates into their forecast and the number. This means that financial projection will be more accurate. So, while doing the financial planning, your projection should be accurate. Then budgets. Budgets can also develop more accurately, making it easier for the management to set the goal and maximize the worker productivity. Developed more accurately, making it easier for management to set the goals and maximize the worker productivity. At a time, companies with a solid track record can gain a loan at the lower cost than issuing new equity and paying the dividend. So, building the credit through the portfolio or the records of repaying of the debt can be especially helpful cost reduction if the large issue of the debt is anticipated in the future. The common stockholders can be compensated in a variety of the fashions which is depending upon the financial health of the company. This makes it much more difficult to predict the future effects of the common stock on corporation. Proceeding further for the process of the financial management, the paperwork which is required to be done is issuing equity in legally process. Issuing equity is a legal process and lengthy process also. It requires the application and approval from the government just to offer the new common market. After the stock is issued, report needs to be complied and sent out to the stockholders at least on annual basis. And with the date, the only interaction is that the selling of the bonds and the coupon payment and the payment at maturity. Having done the paperwork, now the time has come for the rewards and the growth. Okay, for high growth company, debt is usually the better option. The amount lost through the payment on the debt will usually be much less than the loss which is suffered through the unrealized gain in the equity that has been sold off. So in order to have the better understanding, the company that held fully ownership will not realize as much as the profit from the growth of the company as the company that is held fully ownership and finance their projects with the bonds. Now let us understand the different aspects, that is euro bonds and foreign bonds in the family of the bonds. Characteristic features of this euro bond and foreign bonds. Though it looks similar, there are different characteristic features for this. these two segments of the international bonds and international bond market are for the foreign bonds and euro bonds. Foreign bond is a bond which is issued in a domestic market for the foreign borrower, Foreign bonds tend to be a more regulated than the euro bond and are usually issued by the domestic group of the banks. A debt security which is issued by the borrower from outside the country in which the currency of the bond is denominated and which the bonds is sold. Okay. So, a bond which is denominated in US dollar and that is issued in United States by the government of the Canada is a foreign bank, is a foreign bond. I repeat, the bond which are denominated in US dollar issued in the United States itself, but by the government of Canada is called as a foreign bonds. Okay. The foreign bonds allows an investor a measure of international diversification without subject or without subjection of the risk of change in relative currency values. Whereas euro bond issue is a one which is denominated in a particular currency but sold to the investors in the national capital market other than the country which issues these denominating currencies. A euro bond is a bond which is denominated in the country other than that of the country of issue. For example, Procter and Gamble issues the US dollar denominated bond in Germany is a euro bonds. Also, have the advantages of the limited regulations and record keeping and not a withholding requirements which further lowers the interest rate equivalent which is required by the investors. Euro bonds make up over 80% of the international bond market. Two major reasons for this stem form the fact that the US dollar is the currency which is most frequently sought in international bond market. First, euro dollar bond can be brought to the market more quickly than the NK bonds because they are not offered in US investors to the US investors and thus they do not have to meet the strict security regulations which is required when it is in US. Second aspect is this, the euro bonds are typically bearer bonds and they provide the anonymity to the owner and thus allow the means of evading the taxes on interest received. Because of these features, investors are generally willing to accept lower yield on the euro dollar bond in comparison to registered NK bonds of the compatible terms where the ownership recorded for the borrower, the lower yield means the lower cost of the debt servicing. straight fixed rate bonds. Straight fixed rate bonds. These are the bonds which are issued in designated maturity date, with a designated maturity date at which the principal of the bond issue is promised to be repaid. During the life of the bond, fixed coupon payments that are some percentage rates of the face value are paid as an interest to the bondholder. This is the major international bond type. Straight fixed rate euro bonds are typically the bearer bonds and pay the coupon, that is interest, annually. Another one is a floating rate note, that is FRN. These are typically the medium term bonds with their coupon payments or interest payment indexed to the some reference rate. The common reference rate is referred as 3 months or 6 months US dollar LIBOR coupon payment on FRM, or usually quarterly or semi-annually and in accordance with the reference rates. Convertible bonds. The issue of these convertible bonds allows the investor to exchange the bond for a predetermined number of equity shares of the issuer. The floor value of the convertible bond is a straight fixed rate bond's value. Okay. The convertible usually sells, or convertibles generally sells at a premium above the larger of their straight date value and their conversion value. Additionally, the investors are usually willing to accept the lower coupon rate, that is lower interest rate, of the interest that as compared to the straight fixed coupon bonds rate, because they find it calls a future attractive. Now, bond with the equity. This is another type of bond. These are the warrants. These are warrants and can be viewed as a straight fixed bond with addition of the call option or warrants feature. The warrants entitles the bond holder to purchase a certain number of equity shares in the issuer at pre-stated price. At pre-stated price over the predetermined period. Okay, this is about the bond with equity. Another type of bond in the market is a zero coupon bond. This zero coupon bond are sold at discount from the face value and do not pay any coupon or any interest over their life. At maturity, the investor receive the full value, full face value. Another form of the zero coupon bond is a stripped bond. But in this zero coupon bond, which is issued at the discounted rate. Discounted rate means, suppose some 3% or 2% interest is there, then suppose face value is 50%, what is the investment required to be made? 2% you calculate the interest, reduce it from the principal, and that much amount you have to pay now. So the interest is capped and the full amount will be given as a face value to the investor at the time of maturity. Now let us understand what is this stripped bonds. Stripped bonds is the zero coupon bond only, from the stripping the coupon and principal from the coupon bond. The result is a series of zero coupon bonds represented by their individual coupon and the principal payment. Okay. Another type of bond is a dual currency bond. It is a straight fixed rate bond which is issued in another currency and pays the coupon interest in that same currency. At maturity, the principal is repaid in the second currency and coupon interest is frequently at the higher rate of interest than at comparable to the straight fixed rate bond. The amount of the dollar principal repayment is maturity is set in inception. Frequently, the amount allows for some appreciation in exchange rate of the stronger currency. From investor's perspective, dual currency bond includes a long-term forward contract. Thank you very much.